From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, June 2, 2014. Here's some of the stories that made the news Friday, May 30th through Monday, June 2nd. Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential Governor Andrew M. Cuomo retained his place on the Working Families Party ballot following a vote held late Saturday, May 31st. Cuomo held off a last-minute challenge by Fordham Law professor Zephyr Teachout. Teachout urged convention participants to come together after the convention and present a united Democratic and working families front. In other political news, Jordan Carleo Evangelist and Dennis Yusko reported in the Times Union, Democrats are backing a retired school administrator in a bid to oust State Senator Kathy Marchione of Half Moon. Brian Howard won the backing of Democrats in Saratoga and Rensselaer County last week. He is expected to land the formal support of Columbia County Democrats as well. Howard served for 6 years as superintendent in Queensbury until retiring in 2008 and taking temporary jobs in Berlin and Troy. And William J. Kemble reported in the Daily Freeman, State Senator Cecilia Kacik Saturday, May 31st, kicked off her re-election campaign in Kingston. The Duanesburg Democrat pointed to her understanding of education as one of the key ways she differs from her opponent, Republican George Amador. Kacik also said she expects the New York Safe Act gun control law, which was adopted the year before she took office, will come up during the campaign. In a statement released Saturday, Kacik acknowledged re-election may prove to be a tough fight, alleging Amador has spread lies and half-truths about her record since she was first elected. Debbie Meyer reported in the Columbia paper, the Health and Medical Service Committee of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted Thursday, May 29th, to authorize the board to issue a request for proposals for the sale of the Pine Haven Nursing Facility and Rehabilitation Center. The RFP is to be written to require a private operator to keep Pine Haven in Claverick, preserving a maximum number of current jobs in the nursing home located in the village of Philmont. 200 people currently work for Pine Haven, either full or part-time. The resolution will go before the full board Wednesday, June 11th. Arthur Cassano reported in the Daily Mail the Columbia Green Humane Society celebrated the grand opening of its new facility in Greenport Saturday, May 31st. The new facility will accommodate longer stays with larger indoor and outdoor cat rooms and dog kennels, and outdoor play areas as well. The new $2 million facility sits just a few feet from the former facility, located at 125 Humane Society Road, and was paid for through donations. Information about the Humane Society can be found at www.cghs.org. Looking at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today will be sunny with a high near 85. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 81, and Tuesday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Wednesday, there's a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 75, and Wednesday night, a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And Thursday, there's a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a high near 75, and Thursday night, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:26 p.m., with the length of the day being 15 hours and 5 minutes. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, June 2, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.